People are being hammered, as we speak, by the soaring fuel costs, and this executive is doing absolutely zero, nothing about it. Families struggling to fill their car, workers questioning whether it's even worth going to work, and small businesses are being squeezed to breaking point. Farming community has spoken out very clearly today about the rising costs that they simply cannot absorb. And what do we get from Sinn Féin and the DUP? Zero, nothing, zilch. Punch and Judy politics, delay, excuses, no plans, no urgency, no action, just a watery letter to the British government saying, please, sir, can we have some more? Mr. Speaker, this is a simple cover for an action that they use social media as a tool to distract from the fact that they've been a disaster in government. And while people are being pushed to the brink, there are around £100 million of money sitting there untouched. £17 million for fuel support, not used, no plan, no strategy. £81 million for electricity pressures, not used, no plan, no strategy. So let that sink in. And whilst I have the great pleasure of representing the wonderful people of West Tyrone, I do live in the border. I do see what happens. I cross it every single day. It's non-existent. And what I've seen is Sinn Féin representatives standing in the Lifford side of the border saying, the Irish government are terrible, they're doing nothing. Where's the support for our businesses? Where's the support for our farmers? In the Strabane side, the three MLAs and the MP are saying nothing. The Sinn Féin run constituency, the Sinn Féin party who run the executive, have the First Ministry, the Economy Ministry, the Infrastructure Minister, the Finance Minister, doing nothing, nowhere to be seen. Families cutting back on the basics, workers counting every penny, carers wondering how they're going to keep going. What are Sinn Féin doing? Pointing at the Brits on one side and pointing at the Irish government on the other. Nothing to see here. We want the power, we want the mandate. Please come out and vote for us. But when it comes to it, we can do nothing for you, folks. Because that's the message that they're sending out. This is an all-island economy. In the south, Sinn Féin are calling for votes of no confidence, claiming the Irish government is failing people. By God, submit a vote of no confidence in yourselves. Because yous are a disaster when it comes to crisis and crisis and crisis. And they're very good at covering up the fact that after every single problem, Sinn Féin seem to pile one crisis on top of the other and want to blame everyone else for the huge pile of behind them. And that's the problem, Mr. Speaker. There's a very real crisis happening to our people today, and instead of the Punch and Judy show that goes on in this place between these two lead partners in government and all the power and authority that they demand from our people in elections, it's high time they get up, took some action, took some responsibility, got money out to the people that needed, supported our workers, supported our families, and stood by the people instead of poking each other in the eye and finding excuses as to why they're so useless.